Hats and clothes and malicious gossip are described much as they were, and people talk in the vernacular, minus the swear words. But then, the people we hear speaking are mostly respectable women, who would not have sworn anyway. The sense of community and family, the horror of being talked about, the smug rectitude, the distrust of outsiders, the sharp division between what was respectable and what was not, as well as the pride in hard work and the respect for achievement, all are faithfully depicted by Montgomery. Marilla's speech to Anne. I believe in a girl being fitted to earn her own living, whether ever she has to or not. May sound like radical feminism to some, but in fact, it is just a sample of maritime self-reliance. Montgomery wrote from her own experience in another and more profound way as well. Knowing what we now know about her life, we realize that Anne's story was a mirror image of her own and gathers much of its force and poignancy from thwarted wish fulfillment. Montgomery, too, was virtually an orphan, abandoned by her father after her mother's death to a set of strict, judgmental grandparents. But she never gained the love she grants so lavishly to Anne. Anne's experience of exclusion was undoubtedly hers. The longing for acceptance must have been hers as well. So was the lyric.